Rebecca Lilly's son, Kyle, has autism spectrum disorder. And her younger child, her daughter Lauren, is a typical child, though not typical in her ability to teach and reach her brother. Rebecca shares her journey as a parent with her friend Pam Munns and rejoices in what she has given up and what she has gained.
It's kind of rings at your heart when you have to talk about it, but
yeah.
What were the hardest things about when they were growing up? What were some of the hardest things that you dealt with?
You know, trying really personally was giving up that, you know, hard instilled belief about having to fit into culture to be accepted, just having to have to be appropriate and polite and respectful and, you know, obedient to people. And when Kyle came along and it just really wasn't working. And I'm working triple time to have him fit into social acceptance. I felt kind of like a failure as a parent. And I thought I was kind of ill-equipped.
Speaking along those lines, let's talk about Miss Lauren. Little Miss Lauren. What are some of her favorite things and how does she deal with having an older brother? I know what I experienced having an older brother. I'm sure it's no different for her.
She is just the shining light. And people just gravitate to her. She's just got a charm about her that is absolutely infectious. She's been the best therapist for Kyle. I should be paying her, if I could pay her what I pay the therapist, she deserves it because she is on task, on target with him. She's never allowed him not to be social. She's never allowed him to get away with not telling her what he needs. She won't let him go away and play by himself. Those are all characteristics that are tendencies in autistic children. She just flat out won't allow it. And I love her stubbornness and her insistency because he is a way more functional child because of her. If there's anything I could do for Lauren was to make sure that she got equal time for herself. So we spent the first 4 years of her life driving around to help her brother. And we had a lot of close moments together, which I'm so grateful for that we had. But it's often a travesty with children with disabilities, their siblings feeling less important because they're more, quote, normal. And hopefully we'll kind of try to minimize that, trying to stay aware of it. But she has been, we were at a playground, for instance, just the other day, Kyle's T-ball. And like I said, Lauren's 4 and Kyle's almost 7. He's in first grade. And these girls were probably in 5th or 6th grade. I had never seen them before, but we were on the playground and these two young girls pointed at Kyle and they said, look, there's Lauren's brother. And I thought, oh, Lauren, you know, only you would, you know, get this kind of reception. But he's very proud of that fact and he is extremely loving and affectionate with her. Again, another thing you have to watch for with children with autism. And I don't have to worry about that so much because of her coming into our life. Being a parent with a child with a disability doesn't really feel like much of a disability now because it really helped me open my eyes to a different way of choosing to live. I was a real conformist and didn't really like to have stray from the social norms and, you know, you have to try to fit in, you know, color in the lines, make sure you blend, don't offend, make sure everyone's happy, you know, do it the way it was supposed to be done. And though I still like social rules, I just have realized that this world really needs unique, different, you know, people with different abilities instead of maybe a disability. So Kyle brought that to our life. And it's not just me. I know a lot of people in his life have felt that way too.